ABC News.
Biosecurity breaches at Australia's borders are increasing significantly, with the country's top science agency warning the biosecurity system needs a complete overhaul to keep up. Research by the CSIRO shows the number of threats has jumped by more than 50% in recent years, increasing the risk of disease outbreaks, similar, of course, to COVID-19. The agency says there needs to be a significant investment in new technology to combat the changing threats. Dr. Robert Grenfell is the CSIRO's Director of Health and Biosecurity. He joins us live now. Dr. Grenfell, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Thomas.
Firstly, when we talk about biosecurity, I mean, what exactly do you mean by that?
Well, it's the idea of actually picking up a what we would commonly call a pest or a noxious agent that in fact actually doesn't belong in a certain circumstance. And generally, you know, the easiest thing to understand is a weed or a particular insect pest that comes through and then unfortunately causes destruction either to native animals' habitat or farming yields in that setting, or in the case of COVID-19, illness in humans.
Can you give me a bit more of a sense of that? Obviously, we've seen the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic almost on all walks of life here in Australia. But aside from that, when we look at other biosecurity breaches, just how bad could the risk be to Australia at the moment?
Well, let's just think about one particular threat that we know and have detected on our borders, the varroa mite, which, of course, when it gets into hives, actually basically kills the bees. So it is an enormous threat to our honey industry in that setting, with none of our bees actually having any immunity to this particular mite and the diseases it spreads. So that's just one example. Others, we have at the moment an infestation of the fall armyworm that's had an incursion into northern Australia and is now progressing further and further down the eastern coast towards some of the more agricultural areas. And it basically just strips the crops out of the field. So those are sort of two specifics. The other one, African swine fever, which we know has moved out of Africa and into China and decimated 30% of their pork stock. And again, if that was to occur in Australia, it would have the same impact, which again is absolutely catastrophic to our pork industry.
I mean, the number of threats, you're saying it's jumped by more than 50% in recent years. What's causing such a huge increase in these biosecurity risks at our ports and airports?
Well, look, the principal reason is the international trade and the volume of trade and the containers that are in fact actually coming into Australia. And that's, you know, that's the essence of the problem. The methods that we've used up to date in Australia have made us one of the strongest biosecurity supported countries in the world. However, those methods will not serve us into the future because of the sheer volume of what's arriving. The other one, pre-COVID-19, obviously, was international tourism. And what people were bringing with them and on them was, in fact, actually increasing to exponential levels as well. And we're presuming that, you know, after the COVID situation has actually been settled and resolved, that we'll go back to levels of international travel to pre-COVID levels.
And so looking at solutions, you say the sector needs to be overhauled. What do you think needs to be done?
Well, we've put these into three broad areas, and one of those is what we call system connectivity. So at the moment, the connection between our federation is not optimum. There are certainly some very strong points here again. So I'll emphasise, we're not coming from a weak base in this country, but we do need to tighten up so that states and federal government agencies are actually talking to each other a lot better, and the systems, the data systems that they use are in fact integrated and work very well. But more importantly, for our farmers and right down to the industries that are actually involved in importation or export, that they too have ready access and integration into the system so that we can function at a very, very high level. And broadening that even to our international and trusted international partners. So strengthening those links as well, because this is a global problem.
Are you confident you'd get the government support that you need to change the system?
Look, the last report we did in 2014 spurred on the strategy that the Department of Agriculture and Resources actually moved on. So we're very heartened by that, and already discussions with the federal government is that, this is fantastic. We're looking at all of the steps in here and how we may address those. What we are calling for is this is an insurance policy, and again, you can never invest enough into the prediction and the prevention of these threats. So that's the big call out here, so that we need to sustain this investment rather than piecemeal on particular incursions. That has a double flow on, because a lot of our esteemed sciences, even our small industries, cannot survive in Australia without sort of some guarantee and surety of stability of funding.
Okay, Dr. Robert Grenfell, thanks very much for your time.
It's my pleasure.
Robert Grenfell there, the CSIRO's Director of Health and Biosecurity.